Weston Pike, Glen Helen, home race for you. Look, talking to your dad last week, like, you shouldn't even been really racing that much. You're ahead of schedule. Let's ask first, like, how bad is it? How bad is the wrist during the motos and practicing and all that?
Yeah, it's the wrist is, you know, it's kind of bad. You know, like, after racing last weekend, you know, with being on the track racing, I, you know, more or less, that was the first time I even did 30-minute motos. It was last weekend. So just the recovery time of not racing so long, it's like I was so sore, so I wasn't even recovered till Tuesday from Hangtown. And then, you know, I rode Tuesday a little bit on Tuesday, and then I rode Thursday, and that was it, you know. So it's just kind of, I can't do too much right now because my wrist is kind of, it hurts when I do too much, so I have to be smart and do just enough to where I can get some time on the bike during the week. But, you know, overall, you know, coming into Glen Helen this weekend, you know, I did press day Thursday. I felt really good on the track, and then, you know, obviously this morning I felt good with practice. So, you know, obviously been testing with the team, being able to, you know, get more time on the bike just because I haven't had any time on the bike. I had maybe 7-8 days, you know, before the first round. So, things are clicking, you know, we're finding better settings, you know, every single moto we're finding something that works better. So I'm happy with it, and it's just, you know, it's been good.
Worst possible track too for a wrist injury though, Glen Helen.
Today was probably the worst it's hurt, just with the types of jump. The jumps were the worst because it was so rutted that we couldn't downsell the jump, so I was just landing on top of every jump, so it was hurting that much more, you know, like, so that was the biggest part. Obviously the braking bumps are massive here and whatnot, so that doesn't help with, you know, the wrist injury as well. But, you know, it's with it being able to get a shot of Tordal, you know, before the day starts, you know, it helps with swelling but not with pain so much. So it's you know, I'm doing what I can, and that was the goal, is not push too hard and not do anything stupid and finish the season. So
having said all that, I think you got to be happy with your first four motos of the year, right? I mean, it's been good.
Yeah, I'm happy. You know, I haven't had any motos on the ground. I've been able to stay up, you know, every weekend, and I'm riding smart and consistent, and that's just kind of what I'm focusing on for outdoors, because I haven't had much time on the bike. So it's more or less just, you know, put the laps in and then let everybody else make the mistakes and capitalize on them. So it's kind of how, you know, it's going to have to go for the first couple rounds.
Yeah, when do you think you'll be 100%, or is there ever going to be a point when you're 100%?
I mean, since I'm racing with the injury right now, and I'm not making it any better by riding on it, I mean, I won't be 100% until the off season, until I'm able to actually take the time off and let my wrist heal properly without, you know, without stressing it with dirt bikes. So, I mean, it's probably the entire year I'll be at 80%, you know, with my wrist, you know, with strength and everything like that. I mean, I have range of motion back, but the pure strength of it is the hardest part to come back from. So
maybe your good rides the last 2 weeks have been due to Phil being around.
Yeah, you know, Phil does a good job. You know, he's out there screaming at us, and you know, he does what he can. But I wouldn't say that my results reflect from anything from him. So,
well, hey, nice work this weekend and last. It's been impressive, like I said, with that injury. So keep it up, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.